Beaverdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
The lies your parents told you. That you believed. 100%. For a while, anyway. Or maybe it's you now that's telling them.
What about this one? Because it was so expensive, when she was 7 or 8, my dad told me that pastrami was giraffe meat. And I believed until I was in my mid-20s.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh. Was it not? And I wonder if it was that dad just didn't want her in his pastrami, or if it was because he thought it was bad.
It was too expensive.
Oh, it was too expensive.
They just didn't want to have to deal with having to say, no, we're not going to buy pastrami. So you just say it's giraffe meat.
You know what's funny, though? When I was a kid, all I wanted were salami sandwiches. Like, kids got salami sandwiches, and my mom would never get them for me. I always got bologna, and now it must have been cheaper, huh? Yeah. The bologna?
Yeah. Yeah, bologna was the cheapest.
Yeah.
Save it for your therapist.
I wanted Cadbury eggs and salami sandwiches, and I didn't get either.
I'm sorry that I had such a hot button issue for you.
Good Lord. Sounds like a pregnancy craving. Okay, 2801025. All right, Mickey, you were 3 years old?
Yeah, I was 3, and I was a chronic nose picker, and I ate them.
And you ate them. And so what did they tell you? Was your mom or dad or both or what?
It was both of them. They teamed up, and they said that my boogers would turn into monsters in my stomach and eat their way out and kill me.
That is horrible. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, I was terrified, so I immediately quit. And
well, sure.
And never again, yeah.
Of course you had to quit. At that point, they're eating their way out of you. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That is horrible.
Oh, okay.
And we wonder.
Yeah, we wonder where people come up with the ideas for, like, Saw and stuff, okay? It was our parents.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mickey. You have a good day. Tessie, right? It's you?
It is, yeah.
Look at you laughing. All right, what is it? Yeah, what is it?
So if they're fighting in the car, we tell them we're going to call the lady, and then we push the OnStar button, and we tell them that she can hear them and that they will get in big trouble with the lady if they fight in the car.
This mysterious lady that's out there somewhere.
That's right.
And we've also done it with the fire alarm in the house. So I'll push it and it'll make that insane beeping noise. And then we tell them that the lady is listening also.
Oh, my God.
That's instead of Big Brother, it's Big Mother.
Exactly, Colleen.
Thank you, Tessie. You have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Stephanie, so you sucked your thumb when you were a kid.
Yes, far longer than I should have.
Okay, and your dad told you what?
I was starting to form a red bump on my thumb from sucking on it so much, and my dad said an apple was starting to grow on my thumb, and it would just continue to get bigger and bigger, and I would have it for the rest of my life. And I stopped. It worked.
Yeah. I mean, that's horrible. I just got, because I sucked my thumb till I was in, like, third grade, and my mom just told me that I was going to get incredibly buck teeth, and I would need braces.
I'm sorry to say, Stephanie, your dad didn't lie. Look how many of us walk around with an apple stuck to our thumb all day long.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.